Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Yeah, don't forget we got a big ticket giveaway here coming up in just a little bit. Also, Mr. Big Willie himself, he is back on. I guess his people talked with Mr. Deep Pockets people, and they worked out some sort of a deal to have Mr. Big Willie back on here after the 8 o'clock news to torment me. He is a legendary OTR truck driver. That's one of those big trucks, 18-wheelers, tractor-trailers, and it's a Freightliner Cascadia 125, and he calls us from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab to complain about everything under the sun. So we've got him back on, and that's actually good news for everybody except of course, me. We've got that coming up as well. And also Dimitri Graffiti, where you can call in, say, or do pretty much anything you want. Maybe Cindy Henry and Vince DiNangeli will be calling in to Dimitri Graffiti to explain their screw-ups costing the people of Maynard and Barton their lighting. And it just... And these Coleraine Township trustees, I don't know if they were the ones responsible or not. If they were the trustees back in 2021 or 22 when they screwed up and didn't handle that part of the financials. excuse me, my throat is still killing me, but I'm actually doing okay. But from everything that I've read so far regarding this story, it looks like the big screw-up here is Cindy Henry and Vince DiNangeli, Belmont County Auditor Cindy Henry, and Fiscal Officer Coleraine Township Vince DiNangeli. How do they not renew the 10-year tax for the streetlights? It was just like, whoops, well... some problem now with the internet. Hold on. Christ. All right. Well, it looks like our stream has gone down also. All right. Well, no stream today. where was I now? Download the River Network app. Some of our radio stations, again, are up in Jefferson County and Weirton. If you cannot get our signal, you probably aren't hearing me right now. But you can download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 or the River Talk Radio Network, and hopefully you can hear us that way. And I'm sorry about our stream. That just died now, too. So, all right. And how's your morning going for you? That's good. All right, back to this story here. So Karen Fatula, our news director, writes the following. There was considerable confusion in the room Thursday night about exactly how the problem had gone undetected for so long. Again, there's no confusion. Vince DiNangeli and Cindy Henry, and quite possibly also the Coleraine Township trustees, but certainly the two people who are primarily responsible for the finances, Vince DiNangeli and Cindy Henry. You know, Vince DiNangeli, fiscal officer, Cindy Henry, the auditor, they both screwed up. It was like, whoops, well, it's just one of those things. Just that's just the way it goes. And they're getting a pass by the, apparently, the local media here. Except me. Now that I'm beginning to understand the story, I'm going, my God in heaven, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. And then this part really just makes me nuts. And if you live in Maynard or Coleraine or anywhere in Coleraine Township, and really anywhere in Belmont County, now that I think about it. And again, my apologies regarding the live stream. I just was going to ask you to join us and include your comments. And now that thing is gone. I'm sure it's our discount cable company. Well, it looks like that's dead and over, done with. When asked how long it would take to sort out and fix the problem, Belmont County Auditor Cindy Henry is quoted as saying, "It's anybody's guess." Excuse me? Excuse me, Cindy Henry, what? It's anybody's guess? You're the county friggin' auditor? And it's anybody's guess? Really? And then she goes on here, Henry repeatedly directed frustrated residents to the county auditor's website, walking them through how to look up their individual property tax information and find a breakdown of where their levy money goes. Shouldn't that be your job? It's anybody's guess. You knew this was a problem at some point, and you know you have no action plan to figure out how to solve it and a timeline. It's anybody's guess. When you cash this big paycheck that you get from the taxpayers of Belmont County, Cindy Henry, is it anybody's guess when you put it into your bank account? When you can draw against those funds, is it anybody's guess then? Because my guess is that you get paid steady by the Belmont County taxpayers. And you get paid in order to do your job. Your job does not include getting a lien of $500,000 from the IRS on the office of Belmont County Auditor. Your job is to make sure that everything runs right fiscally. And your answer here is, it's anybody's guess? You have no action plan. You have no timeline. You have no clue. Well, this is what she's saying. Cindy Henry is saying, I don't know. I'm only the Belmont County Auditor. What do you expect from me? Well, I'll tell you what I expect from you. Competence. I think competence is a nice thing. This is unbelievable to me. And this is after the utter embarrassment, the near scandal of having the IRS put $500,000 lien on the Belmont County Auditor's office. Cindy Henry. Again, Cindy Henry. For all of you in Maynard and Barton, Vince Gianangeli and Cindy Henry, when your lights go dark, when you, this is the problem here. Shouldn't have to be up to the citizens of Maynard and Barton to bring in their power bills to try to figure everything out. That's the job of Vince Gianangeli, the fiscal officer, and Cindy Henry, the Belmont County auditor. What part of fiscal officer and auditor do you not understand? This is unbelievable. It says here, rest of the story. Again, this is all Belmont Buzz. And again, my apologies for my throat and apologies for the live stream going down here and apologies for the radio stations in Jefferson County and Weirton. If you're not getting us, according to giving a heads up by somebody in the company here, download the solution is to download the, I'm assuming that's the solution. It is the solution. That's right. It is the solution. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. I don't know, you know, and of course, the River Talk stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. So don't know what else I can offer you. I really don't. All right, so what comes next? Trustees entered an executive session with the prosecutor's office to determine what legal options the township had. When they returned, Gastic delivered the news to residents, hoping that they would hear the lights were staying on. Trustees announced they will not shut off any street lights while corrections are being made, pledging to continue covering costs from the general fund if light district funds run short. They also announced they will not attempt to go back and collect the difference from residents who had been underpaying or not paying at all during the years the assessments fell off the rolls. Wait a minute now. If you're taking money from the general fund for the streetlights, you're the township trustees. That means you're robbing from Peter to pay Paul. And if you're going to have the money taken out of the general fund for the streetlights, that means there's that much less money for, road repairs, potholes, whatever else Colerain Township provides. This is not a solution. This is a patch. And again, you're robbing from Peter to pay Paul. And they're not telling you what they're not going to do with the money that they now will not have, because the money is being redirected to the streetlights because of the screw-ups by Vince Gianangeli and Cindy Henry. And maybe the bigger issue here is they're not going to attempt to go back and collect the difference from residents who have been underpaying or not paying at all during the years the assessments fell off the rolls. I am not a financial expert at all. My wife, Leslie, handles our finances, the books. She's better at it than I am. But it seems to me that whenever we have not paid our back taxes, they're not waived off. They're not like, oh, you didn't pay your back taxes. Okay, don't worry about it. We have to pay what we owe the government. I don't like it, but that's what we do. How on earth do you not go back and get the money that these people should have paid? It's not like this is a new tax. It's not like this is a some sort of a surprise. Hold on a second. What? Yeah, I know. Our internet's out. Yeah, Johnny is screaming at me with their state-of-the-art intercom system. Yeah, I know it's out. No stream, nothing. Yeah. All right, back to this. I don't know how you can possibly say to all the residents in Maynard and Barton and really Colerain Township who had been paying their fair share, their right amount, how you can say to them, well, you had to pay, but these other people who didn't pay, we're going to give them a pass. That's not fair to the people who had been paying and continue to pay their taxes, including for the streetlights. I don't know if that's even legal, what they're saying here. Well, we're not going to go back and collect. I think you might have an absolute duty to go back and collect if that's what they should have been paying. We do that for taxes, any kind of back taxes. And if they don't pay, we put liens on their properties. That's the way the system works. I don't like the system, but that is how it works. And I think one reason why they don't want to go back and tax and tell the people that they have to pay the taxes that they were supposed to pay is to protect Vince Gianangeli and Cindy Henry. But what about all the other people in Belmont County, especially Colerain Township, who had been paying what they were supposed to pay? How is that fair to them? And now there's going to be that much less money available to fix potholes and do whatever else with the streets, because they're going to transfer money for the streetlights. And so, what? No one's going to notice that Vince Gianangeli and Cindy Henry screwed up royally here? This is to protect them? This is to cover their asses? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. There's a big ugly stink here in Colerain Township, Belmont County. When you have the county auditor saying, well, I have no idea when this thing is going to be fixed. And, well, yeah, we changed the computer system around, and, it looks like something just fell through the cracks. Oh, well, whoop-de-doo. And Vince Gianangeli going, well, I guess I forgot to do this. And the Colerain Township trustees, and again, I don't know if they were the ones responsible, if there were other trustees, but the bottom line is this. There are an awful lot of people in Coleraine Township who listen to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Some love me, some hate me, but they all listen. We all know that. That's a virtual fact. And I'm telling everyone in Coleraine Township that you're getting screwed over by Vince DiAngeli and Cindy Henry. Because they're going to be taking money out of the general fund to cover their asses because they failed to ensure the steady flow of revenue for the lights for Maynard and Barton. They need to be held accountable. Everyone else in Coleraine Township paid what they were supposed to pay. All the people who paid what they were supposed to pay, how is this fair to them? The other ones who were also supposed to pay but didn't pay, they get a free pass now? They go, oh, that's okay, you don't have to pay. Does it work that way with taxes? I don't think it does. Would this be considered a tax? I think it would. Again, I am not an attorney. I'm a high school graduate talking into a microphone. But it seems to me you can't just automatically waive back taxes and say, oh, well, you don't have to pay them. I thought when people did not pay the taxes that they were supposed to pay, that we put liens on their properties. If they're supposed to have paid these fees for the lighting, then that's what they owe the township. That's what they owe all the citizens. And to take money out of the general fund, which is for everyone, to compensate a handful of people who didn't pay their back taxes, is wrong.